Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's a show where we talk about the game that we have been playing recently. Maybe it's just come out. Maybe it's coming out. My name is Ben.
My name is James.
James, it's been a huge week for Game Pass, it feels like.
Oh, yes.
All sorts of titles dropping left, right, and center. And this time, we're here to talk about A Plague Tale Requiem.
I've
played a tiny bit of it. You've played a tiny bit more of it than I have. Can you give us an overview of what A Plague Tale Requiem is?
Certainly, yeah. So A Plague Tale Requiem is sort of an action-adventure stealth game. It's a sequel to a game that came out a few years ago called A Plague Tale, Innocence. They are no longer quite as innocent.
No.
But yeah, if you're familiar with that game, it's very much a continuation on those sort of broad themes. So it's a sort of stealth kind of horror-y, like survival horror-ish.
It sure does love to use those musical stings, those sort of...
The really discordant...
Violin screeches and stuff.
I think they do a pretty good job, but they throw it in quite a lot. And so, yeah, it's set in medieval France, like 1300s, basically around the Black Death and the plague, sort of, as you'd imagine from the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tale about the plague,
yes.
But it's also a little bit of a pun because I suppose the previous game's unique mechanic was the horde of rats that sort of represent the plague, but also represent a very real threat because they will nibble off all of your flesh.
Yes.
In seconds.
You mustn't go near the rats.
No.
In the first game, you had to light torches and things like that because they don't like that. You could knock down torches so that they would swarm your enemies who are nearby and murder them to death. I haven't seen any rats so far. In the first chapter, at least, I haven't seen any rats.
I've literally just gotten up to the point. So I've played about two and a half hours, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone up to the point where the rats, they're back, baby.
Oh, no.
They're back and hungrier than ever, swarmier than ever. But yeah, it's sort of very slowly introducing things. And that's something that maybe we'll touch on a bit later. Maybe the pacing is a little bit slower because it's meant to be a longer game.
Right.
From what I've read, anyway, like maybe about double the length, of the first game, which was a sort of a nicely packaged, about like 10 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I mean, my immediate impressions were that they've tried to go a lot bigger with the presentation and everything, and to varying degrees of success. I think a lot of the environments look really good.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree.
It's stunning, and they made a point to do that, like set you out in a beautiful countryside of France at the start, and everything is fun and happy, and it's almost like you've forgotten all the horrific things you did in the first game.
Yeah, we're playing pretend. But it's also subtly teaching you how to murder people with your sling.
Yeah, exactly. That will come along soon enough, I'm sure.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah, very, very beautiful. They've really gone big on the presentation. The things that I've seen in reviews, and I've actually experienced a little bit of that, so performance issues, I think that may, like this big presentation may come at a bit of a cost because I didn't have too much of an issue. I've sort of feared the worst, but I didn't have too much of an issue playing on Xbox Series X. the frame rate, it definitely isn't 60. I don't know where it's at.
From
it
what
didn't
I've
feel
heard
like 60.
Varying things. Mm. A lot of places have said that it's locked to 30 and sometimes drops below. Some have said that they're adding or have added some sort of 45 frames
variable
support. Mm. Yeah, which isn't ideal, but you can notice it for sure. It looks like it's chugging.
Exactly. And I think as well, and this may have been like the camera, I had a bit of an issue with the camera, and you may well see in the footage as well, but it seems like it's very easy, it's very happy to just stick on literally anything that's around in the environment, and that feels a bit weird. Maybe that was an issue in the first game, maybe that's an issue in the engine that I just didn't notice in the first game, but I wondered, was that sort of the game chugging along, or was that the actual camera mechanics and whatnot? But I mean, as a whole, like, you do approach, so just trying to think if this is in the first chapter or the second, so like minor spoilers obviously for the very very start, but you get up to a very built-up town, city area.
Yeah.
And again, very impressive visually in a lot of respects, but the performance sort of managed well enough there. But there were some issues that were kind of noticeable at the same time. So it's very much pushing itself to the limit here to try and impress.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about just for the character animations and models and stuff? Because I thought that was a bit...
Yeah, so this is an issue that I had with the first game, and to an extent this one as well, from the little I've played, as I've only played the first chapter, up to where you get to that built-up town bit you were referring to. And it's... I think there has to be some forgiveness, obviously, because they are not a AAA studio. However, what they are attempting to do is targeting AAA graphical styles. And it really stands out to me where there's, like, absolutely zero lip sync whatsoever. Like, the mouths are moving, but they're not right. The facial animations are not right. The eyes are sort of glassy and not really there.
Yeah.
Everything looks great. Like, textures look wonderful. The countryside looks amazing. It looks, you know, grim and horrible, and they've really got their sort of dead body, rotting, burning piles of body stuff down. But there's just a disconnect in the characterization of the people that you encounter and the player characters as well. They just look a bit wrong.
Yeah, they've got the dead bodies down, but the alive bodies don't look alive enough. Aren't quite there.
Maybe this could be, you know, sorted out with more time. But ultimately, I think it's probably a budget thing rather than, you know, a skill thing necessarily. But that especially stuck out to me. Like, wow, these characters kind of need to have their backs to me when they're talking.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it just looks a bit weird.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think it might be just maybe a bit indicative because they went a bit too ambitious, and maybe that sort of stands out more now because
perhaps everything else,
like the environments around them, in certain circumstances, like stunning. And then it's just a little bit let down there. But in terms of gameplay and stuff. So how much gameplay have you got past the tutorial?
The tutorial. I did the tutorial, and then I did obviously that sort of on rails action-y bit towards the end of the first chapter. It does a lot of stealth teaching in that bit, and I had a couple of bugs where it wasn't telling me how to do things until after I'd sort of, like, say someone walked past, I would have to sit there and wait for them to finish their conversation and walk way off into the distance before Amicia or, but we should probably say you play as Amicia, a young French woman and her brother Hugo, for who were both in the first game. And you sort of have to wait before one of them says, Amicia, what if we threw the rock at the pots and pans? And then Amicia goes, oh yeah, we should do that. And then it tells you how to do it. But it wasn't so much that I was impatient. I was like, in no game these days do you have to sit around for so long for it to tell you what you're meant to do.
For a sequel as well, if you're familiar with the previous
game. Yeah, so I got my sling out. I've hit the flipping pots and pans. And every time I did it, even though when you use your sling, even if you're crouched, you have to stand up to use it when you make yourself visible. Like, I had them turning around on the spot and seeing me as soon as I stood up. Strange. Like, there's like a fail safe in there to make sure that it has to tell you how to do this thing. Mm. Anyway, I ended up brute forcing it because I still hadn't heard this thing that it wanted me to hear. And then for the entire rest of the tutorial, I had a prompt on my screen saying, you can throw a rock at the pot and pan if you want to be a little more stealthy. And that wouldn't go away until the next chapter, which was kind of annoying.
Oh, that's what it might be then, because the sling makes noise and it's like, if maybe it's trying to get you to throw it rather than...
Well, that's exactly it. That's the lesson
it was
trying to teach
me. When you did it, it still didn't go away.
That's the thing. So it was...
Very strange.
It's a little odd in places, and I did have some strange... Like, the AI, I felt, was pretty inconsistent, especially in regards to stealth. They would suddenly, like, they would have their back to you and then they would just turn around apropos of nothing. So there are very few signifiers or signs that you're kind of safe to go past. And then when you think you are, sometimes they'll just go, ah, I see you. And then it's just they catch you and you're dead, basically. I found that a bit frustrating and I had to do a fair few restarts, which makes it sound like I'm absolutely horrible at this game.
Just don't get caught.
Well, that's it. Just be good at it. So even though I found it a little frustrating, I still really enjoyed the first game, and I intend to stick with this one. It seems to be reviewing very well, at least. But what did you think?
Certainly, yeah. I think I 100% get you on there. It does seem just a little bit clunky still with certain aspects of the stealth. However, I feel like they're trying to introduce new stuff. Luckily, I didn't run into any issues with like that start of it. And then as you go on, I got to an area which I believe is more representative of... the later game, where certain areas will be a lot more open and you have different, as opposed to the first game where it felt more like a linear, this is the only solution. Yeah. You'll have multiple different solutions. They seem to provide more options as well. So like a bit of a, I think, Last of Us style, where if you do get caught, you can just stab a guy.
And, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and that's your sort of one and done kind of get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Also, I did appreciate that they made it a little less forgiving and that when you get caught, it's not an instant game over. You can, like once you get sort of to the point where you can do that, which I think is fairly early on anyway, you can just smack them to counter. And you can kill them off as well with a bit more melee. They are trying to do a bit more stuff with the combat, it feels like. And I did appreciate the UI as well, in that like it felt like quite clunky with the wheel, you know, when you bring up like the R1 wheel and you're trying to sort of select things. Just a little bit smarter in that you select how you're throwing on the wheel and then you change what you're throwing in the middle with the D-pad.
Right.
So I've just got to the point where they've introduced something different with the Ignifer, just the explodey fire.
Okay. So you've got like the ammo sling. Types.
Yeah.
You've
still got the old different ammo types and stuff. So it looks like they're trying to sort of expand on that combat. So hopefully, you know, with the stealth being, you know, quite good in places, there seems to be options, but also a little bit clunky sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's good to know that you've got a little bit more options of combat as well, and that looks a lot less frustrating, certainly.
That's great. I'm looking forward to playing more of it. I'm so glad that we're seeing more AA games in this space.
Yeah.
There are certain bits where it is reaching for the stars, and I don't think it quite gets there, at least with my very early impressions. But based on my experience with the last game, there are some bits that feel about the same, and they were frustrating then as well. So I'm excited to play more, to be honest. And I'm a little concerned about what you've said about its runtime, because even though the first game was only like 10 or 12 hours long, it did feel towards the end that it was sort of dragging a bit. So I'm hoping that this can maintain its momentum.
Well, hopefully so. I mean, I'm a little bit sort of concerned with the pacing just at the start, because it felt like, I don't know, I was quite happy with almost all of it in the first game, where it was condensed like to a certain degree, and then the ending happened and it was kind of went a bit weird there. But I definitely feel like it's kind of comparable to The Last of Us, really, where The Last of Us 2 was like longer, and hopefully, I mean, that was spectacular. It was a slog for different reasons, emotionally. And it seems like this is going to try and hit the same sort of note story-wise.
It does
as
describe
well.
Itself as a heart-wrenching adventure, like in the Xbox store listing, where I definitely saw it on some official write-up. So that'll be fun. We'll see if that hits the mark, but there we are. It's available right now on Game Pass. That's if you have the Game Pass, and available on
it should be on Switch and PS5
is it on
as well.
Switch,
well,
on
apparently,
clouds? Is it cloud stuff?
It might be, but if it's a regular Switch, I mean, given what I've said earlier about the performance and stuff,
Citation
God help you if you're.
It may well be available on the cloud gaming service on Switch, but it's certainly on PS5 at least. You can play it there if you want. A Plague Tale Requiem, more like A Plague Tale requires you to not be eaten by rats. How's that? That was pretty good, I think.
God,
that was a good one. Yeah.
A Plague Tale Requiem, more like a vague tale of some tutorials kind of working, some of them not. A bit vague sometimes.
Good.
Work
good.
It out on your own.
Excellent. Thank you so much for listening/watching, everybody. We'll see you in the next one. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.